Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Greg Ross-Smith from the product marketing team that's behind Delivery Experience has agreed to stay with us and answer more questions. We were talking about what sellers would need to do to make a guaranteed delivery promise. You said there were two.
Yeah.
We outlined the first one in the last segment, which was just honor your
handling time.
Yep. What's the second one?
Yeah. So the second one is for sellers with perhaps a bit more confidence in their carrier, and with that, a really good understanding of what the their possible delivery speed could be across the country from their warehouse or multiple warehouses. So this is what we're calling the end-to-end guarantee. So these sellers would be able to make their full end-to-end delivery promise. That is, for example, if you pay today, I will deliver to your area, your region, by within 3 days. Or if you're closer, within 2 days. Or if you're right next door, 1 day. They can make that promise, and that's the promise that is shown to buyers. But this is really important. This is a point that I've made for myself to mention. Once opted into guaranteed delivery, sellers can then choose one of these two programs. But it's really important to know that you don't have to – it's not an all-in situation. You don't have to get all of your listings into the in and guarantee everything. You can opt in any listings that you want, leave any out that you want, because we know that not everything can be handled in 0 1 day,
right.
And not everything delivers fast. So you do what's right for you.
So Greg and Griff, are you ready to take calls?
Sure. We have more questions, but let's take some calls.
Okay. So first of all, Robin and Debbie, they're on the road from Las Vegas in a car together.
Nice.
Hello, Robin and Debbie, and they're known on eBay as
Robin and Debbie.
The book kiosk is
right.
Debbie, and Gray Raven is Robin.
Green-eyed Raven.
Okay. What's your question or comment, ladies?
No question. Debbie and I, first of all, want to say hi, Griffin Lee. We came from Vegas. Hi. So we wanted to say hi, and we love you guys. But more importantly, the comment that we have is for anybody who's on the limb about this new program, just embrace it. It's an amazing program, and Debbie and I are so proud to be sellers who are going to opt into this. So good job, eBay. We love eBay Guaranteed Delivery, and we will be supporting it big time. And then we'll see you guys at the meetup next Tuesday.
Okay, great.
And
yes.
Then in Vegas, baby, in July.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You know, Debbie and I are going to be there for sure.
You better believe it.
We
both
cannot
of you.
Wait.
I got you on the list. Robin and Debbie,
yay.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Our telephone
okay,
number is 888. We love you, too. It's 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Ron in Birmingham, Alabama, known as Orlerman21 on eBay. Ron, what's your question or comment?
Yeah, about the opt-in on the guaranteed delivery. Now, is that... I think Greg answered part of my question. You can opt in for everything, all your listings, or you can opt in for selected listings. That's the first part of the question. And the second part is if I have a listing out there that I have not included in the guaranteed shipping and a customer sends me a message that says, hey, I need this by such and such a date, can I then take that item that he's interested in and needs by a certain date and opt that in and add that to the guaranteed delivery?
Hey, Ron, great questions. And I think I heard you on Tuesday speaking to Hal, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Cool. Great to have you back. Thanks for your questions. So to answer your first question, opt in. You opt your account in. then you can select what listings you wish to be guaranteed or not. So it's optional. And I think that answers your first question.
Yeah, that was the first question.
Mm-hmm. So the second question, great question. Being able to make a listing guaranteed on the fly. I would suggest, well, the way that we've set up this program is that over time, or perhaps even now, you already know which of those items that you sell your buyers usually need really fast. So the recommendation, of course, would be to make sure that those listings are already guaranteed, because currently the system needs to know before a buyer is interested that it can be guaranteed. So I would suggest on the fly is not the right way to do it necessarily, Ron, but to learn as you go, understand which listings are always needed fast, and guarantee those ones.
Perfect.
Gotcha.
And before we let Oilerman21 go, someone on the chat board is dying to know how you chose your name, Oilerman, how you came up with that.
When I was younger, 17, 18, my uncle and my family were in the construction business on the union side. I worked one summer on a pipeline project, and the people who helped out the crane operators who oiled the rig, got it ready for operation, were called oilers. So I chose Oiler Man and 21 as an age.
All right, now we know. That could be a trivia question next week, so I hope you listen. Ron, thank you so much.
Thanks for mentioning me up front. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much, Ron. We appreciate your call. Now back to our guest, Greg Gross-Smith, who is the Senior Product Marketing Manager of Delivery Experience. So what can a buyer claim, and who pays?
Yeah, great question. So let me just first say what a buyer can get if they experience a late delivery. Firstly, if they wish, they can return that item for free for a full refund of the item cost, which, by the way, was always paid by the seller. They can also claim the ship cost and get a full refund on the ship cost. That is if shipping was paid for. If shipping was actually free, then the buyer would get a $5 coupon instead, because, of course, you can't get a refund on $0. So that's what the buyer can get. So then to the question of who pays. There are lots of scenarios here, and we're going to do our best next week to try and lay out all of these scenarios, because I know that sellers want to know who pays when. But here are a couple of higher level points. Hopefully this helps for now. So number one, if the seller only guarantees the handling time, so you're only in the handling time program, if the seller does what they promise, which is to meet their handling time, then they're safe. So then even if the item is late, eBay pays. So eBay protects the buyer, the seller, if the seller has done what they promised to do, which is meet their handling time. For number two, if sellers are in the end-to-end version of guaranteed delivery and the item is late, so therefore the seller didn't meet their guarantee, then because the seller made the full end-to-end guarantee, the seller would then pay. Those are two scenarios. There are more, and we'll outline those on our landing page, which, by the way, is at ebay.com/guaranteed delivery for those that haven't seen it yet. But three other things to add. So we're going to give some added protection for sellers. So if the delivery is late for whatever reason, and shipping was free, and the seller wants to keep the item, then eBay will pay the coupon in all cases. Number two, if delays are caused by a major weather event, then eBay will cover the compensation to buyers, except for the item cost refund, of course. So we're protecting sellers in that case as well. And thirdly, if the seller did what they promised and the delivery is still late, then we will also remove negative feedback on shipping for that seller too.
But that if the comment has to be about shipping time, right?
It has to be about shipping time.
Right, if it's about something else, it's not necessarily.
It doesn't count. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's important. So how will this work? Will the buyer file a claim through the resolution center?
Yeah, we're going to make it really easy for buyers to claim. Firstly, it's important to note that buyers will have to come in to the site to make the claim. So they will arrive at a claim page. They will be presented with their options. do you want to return or do you want a refund? And that is it. They self-serve. There's no need to jump through hoops or call our customer service center, stay online for minutes. They get it resolved there and then because they are helping themselves through this platform, which is important to point out because we're not creating more burden for sellers to have to manage that process. We're going to be managing it on behalf of sellers for all buyers.
I see. Okay. That makes perfect sense.
When can sellers get involved and what should they do to get ready?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing that I would say again is we're going to be updating our FAQs and our landing page regularly. I would encourage sellers to go and visit the landing page. It's at ebay.com, as I said, ebay.com/guaranteed delivery. That's the first thing. The second thing is we're going to open enrollment for sellers to opt into the program or one of the two versions of the program in July, which means that between now and then there are about 3 months to get ready to set themselves up, take a look at their handling times, perhaps take a look at how fast their carriers can deliver to certain parts of the country, because all that information and knowledge about the way that they ship and deliver is going to help them when it comes to enrolling. So that's what sellers should do now.
So we're going to take a short break in about 30 seconds. So the next question I would ask, and you can stick around for another segment?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That would
absolutely
be perfect. 888-723-4630 is our number here at Ask Griffin Lee at the eBay Radio Show. 888-723-4630. You can ask Greg a question about a guaranteed delivery program that's set to launch in, during the year this year.
I can't find anything wrong with it so far.
Thank you.
I'm trying.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Shipping can be complicated. Make it simple with ShipStation. ShipStation is customizable so you can automate your shipping process just the way you like it. Nearly every single shipping task and decision, from choosing a carrier and service to importing and processing orders, can be set up to work automagically. Brand labels with your logo, even tailor notification emails to suit your business. So every aspect of your customer's order experience has your personal touch. ShipStation works right from the cloud and integrates directly with eBay. You can batch print multiple labels for USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL, and other services, all at the same time. There's even a mobile app that lets you print shipping labels from anywhere. If you're eligible for discounts from UPS, FedEx, or somebody else, ShipStation will pull them in. Plus, you get an awesome discount on USPS rates just for using ShipStation. Try it free for 30 days at ShipStation.com.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. B-Stock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to bstocksourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The Bstock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's bstocksourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
To speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email.
using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Beestock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation
inventory.
I'm having
the same problem today. It's weird.
It's toll-free to call us with our tongues all tied. I couldn't even say that.
My tag is tungled. Yes.
At 888-723-4630. As long as I can spit that number out, I think we're okay. 888-723-4630.
And held captive in Griff's studio in San Jose is Greg Ross Smith, eBay Senior Product Marketing Manager of Delivery Experience. And we're talking about the new thing, guaranteed delivery. We have a call. Are you ready to take that now?
Yeah, sure. Let's take it.
Regine from Cave Creek, Arizona, known on eBay as Holidays and Memories asterisk. Hey, Regine, what's your question or comment?
Hi, how are you? Hey, I love this guaranteed delivery opt-in thing. I just have a couple of questions.
Sure.
I get confused with this other new thing that's going to be rolling out, but with this guaranteed delivery, if I opt in all of everything that I sell, doesn't eBay and some sort of algorithms in the back room somewhere decide which ones of my products to present to a customer that would, according to eBay's experience, they would get that product within the 3 days? Or do I have to go into some table and say, okay, I can ship from Arizona to Pennsylvania in 3 days, so I want those there? It's not a manual thing, is it?
That is a great question, and it's something that we need to clear up, obviously. So, as I said, there are these two versions of the program. The end-to-end version, that is when you would use a table, and you would use that table to say, to this region, I can do 3 days. To this region, I can do 2 days. That is the manual version, and that is for sellers that have the time to do it and the knowledge with their carrier of how fast they can deliver to all these places. The handling time version of guaranteed delivery is what you're talking about with the algorithm. So all you would have to do is guarantee your handling time, 0 1 day, and then you're right. eBay's algorithm would look at your location, look at your buyer's location, look at what your buyer asked for in terms of ship speed, and if your listing could deliver in the time frame that that buyer wants, the listing is shown to them. That's how the guaranteed piece works. And, of course, there are also the other best match criterias that also come into play. So if we have learned that this type of product sells best to this type of seller, you also get that additional boost. But just to answer your question, it's not manual if you're in the handling time version of the program. It's very easy.
Okay, but I also have the opportunity, because if I already tell you eBay that I ship same or next business day, then you guys will take care of that. But let's say my things aren't being presented to people in Pennsylvania. For some reason, I can get a package from Arizona to Pennsylvania faster than I can get it across town. There must be some jet that goes directly there.
Right.
So if there's a situation like where eBay doesn't think that I can get them that fast, is that something I can go into this table and say, okay, you know, eBay decide on everything else, but I know that I can get this package to Pennsylvania in 2 days. And can you override that?
Okay, so yeah, it's a good question. And I think what you're asking about here is, could I use both versions of the program at the same time? So for some, just handling time. But for that particular region that I can do really well, use the rate tables. So the way it's currently designed, to keep it a little more simple, is that you would be in one or other of the programs.
Gotcha.
So if you were handling time, there wouldn't be the override option.
Okay. Okay, I have one last question.
Sure.
A potential customer is shopping, but they're gonna eBay knows that they live in Florida, but they are shopping and going to buy a gift, and they're going to be sending it to Arizona. But are you going to be presenting for them in Florida the 3-day delivery guarantee? But you won't know until they check out it's just kind of confusing about gifts when they're not really shipping.
So
the question
is that the item shows up as guaranteed delivery, but the buyer has asked for the delivery address to be changed. It could be changed to an address where we wouldn't necessarily have shown it as guaranteed delivery. Does changing the address nullify the program?
Yes. No. Not at all. So what would happen in that case is, of course, when that buyer in Florida first comes on and searches and finds items that we then guarantee to Florida, when the buyer goes through the buying flow and enters the Arizona address, we are then using that Arizona address, and we would repopulate any guarantee options at that point so that you would still have the option to buy guarantee. If the seller was able to offer guarantee to Arizona, so we're always using the most recent address given to the system when looking at ship options.
And in this case, it could be an address that the seller had to actually type in, as opposed to the buyer had several addresses and just chose one.
Uh-huh.
So in most of these requests to change address post payment, pre shipping. The address is not something that the buyer has on file. They're supplying it in my messages to the seller, and the seller has to type it in. Will that address, zip code, and everything, once it's typed in, be the new address of destination?
It won't, because the transaction, at the time of payment when the transaction is done, that is when the details are known to the system and the guarantee can be applied. If then through messaging the address is changed, the delivery algorithm is not going to know that because it's in messaging, right?
But the seller goes in and the shipping address that they're going to ship to, they change because they can edit it, and they're changing it to the requested address.
Mm.
So now eBay has the address in the system.
Right. We're getting into deep nuance, but a great question. Let me try and find an answer to that, and we'll put it up on the FAQs.
Great. You asked a great question because you stumped the
Thanks,
expert.
Thanks, Regine. Oh, yes. My goodness.
Well, that brings up another question.
Oh, right.
Because I thought we were supposed to cancel a sale
Let me stop you right there. The worst thing you can do is cancel the sale. You're making it harder for the buyer. If a buyer makes a request and you're willing to grant the request, you can always say, I don't want to do it. I don't want your money. Mm-hmm. Here's your money back. I don't trust you because the world's filled with crooks. You can adopt that. I don't recommend it. But if a buyer asks for a change of address, post-payment, pre-shipping, mm-hmm. and it's in my messages, you're covered in cases on eBay of item not received.
Thank God this came up, because I thought that it was against eBay rules to change the address when it comes through eBay messaging.
No, there's no such rule.
That was kind of odd.
Yeah, such rule.
Well,
it would be a ridiculous rule. Why would we want to make it difficult for a buyer? If you shop on eBay, you must jump through several hoops before you can even think about getting your item. That's ridiculous. Mm. We wouldn't do that to them.
Yeah. And I've run into some of my own personal purchases on eBay, too. I've had a seller refuse to ship to my right address.
Yeah, it's a sad thing. Okay. I mean, unfortunately, it happens. What are you going to do?
Great, Gene. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to hear from you.
Well, you're our most popular pop-in to date. I can't pop you out of this place.
Really?
Oh, I'm happy to stay. It's
so
fun.
So, listen, is guaranteed delivery one size fits all for sellers, basically?
It's not. It's not because, well, firstly, it's opt-in. So sellers will pre-select whether they think it fits them or not. That's the first thing. But like any of our other tools that help sellers grow, if right for their business, like deals or owning a store or promoted listings, for some sellers, those things are great based on how their business works and what they sell. For other things, they're not. So guaranteed delivery is going to be exactly the same. But having said that, sellers, large sellers and smaller sellers, will still benefit from being in guaranteed delivery, because no matter what you're selling, whether you're big or small, the buyer is often still looking for something that they know will be delivered with certainty by a period of time.
So if I need something in 3 days, I have to have it in 3 days.
Yep.
So I'm a buyer, and I put up there that I want that item in 3 days. So eBay's going to show me a bunch of sellers who have opted in,
mm-hmm.
and who are going to get it to me in 3 days.
That's right.
Okay.
And that's a here's a really, really important thing to mention here is that as a seller, you can choose to offer as your default a free slow service, not a problem. You can also offer a second and a third shipping option, maybe a standard 4-day shipping option and an expedited 3-day shipping option. So that if a buyer comes to the site looking for 3-day delivery, we don't look at your default shipping option. We would look at your 3-day option and show that to the buyer. So you always have the opportunity to make a sale because you've got more than one shipping option, faster shipping option on your listing.
That Perfect. Makes sense.
Well, does my guarantee for a listing have to span all geographies, not just the North America?
Well, firstly, it's only a North America program, so that's pretty easy. But I think perhaps another way to answer this question is to talk about the regions. For sellers that are that have opted into the end-to-end version of the program, so that is the more manual version where they use a table to specify, I'm in California, so therefore I can deliver to Oregon in one day and I can deliver to Texas in 2 days, so on and so forth. You don't have to opt in all regions. You can just say, my warehouse is in California. I'm only opting in the regions of Oregon, Washington, Arizona, Texas. That is it. Everything else is going to be taken care of by eBay's algorithm as it currently is. But for those small set of regions, you're presenting your best shipping option because your buyers in those regions can then get it fast.
Greg, I want to thank you so much. You can stay around if you like.
Come back, please.
I will come back. I've had fun.
Fantastic. Greg Ross Smith, he's the Senior Product Marketing Manager of the Delivery Experience. 888-723-4630. It's the Ask Griffin Lee Show. Stay tuned.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
When it comes to managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6bit 2.0. That's 6bit 3.0. eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years. And he just keeps on getting better at it. 6bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword. 6-bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6-bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Listen while you list.